Imaragay, Gimbe, Bidipi, Barre. That means welcome friends to Biripi country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people who stayed into this land. I would like to pay respect to the elders both past and present, and extend that respect to all listeners of King's Kids.
Have you ever felt depressed and alone as a Christian? I reckon most of us have at some time. Hello, I'm Heidi, and today Aboriginal evangelist Tony Dennison encourages us to encourage other Christians. It's so easy to be judgmental of our brothers and sisters going through hard times because we think Christians should always be on top spiritually. However, I don't think any Christians are 100% on top throughout our lives. We all experience tough times and need the support of others. Here's Tony with his take on this subject.
Today I want to talk about encouraging believers, because it's important as believers to not think we're alone. And often, because we're human beings, we do feel alone. And sometimes God doesn't answer our prayers quick enough as far as we're concerned. And then we start to get depressed. We start to think that we get the guilt trip, that God doesn't love us anymore. And I heard a Christian man say to me this morning, he said, well, I must be doing something wrong because I'm not getting the blessings that I should be getting. So how do you know what blessings we should be getting from God? Can we put a list on the wall and say, God, if I do this for you, then I get a blessing for that and I tick it off on the fridge. Well, God, if I do that for you, do I get a blessing in this area? The Bible's quite clear that if you follow God, serve God, and do everything that God requires you to do, then the blessings will follow you for the rest of your days. And you see, the thing is, we all go through depression. We all feel sometimes that, is it worthwhile getting out of bed? I know sometimes I wake up and I'm an evangelist, and I've been at this for 30 years, and there's sometimes I get cranky with God because, see, God speaks to me because I speak to God and he gives me words, and then I expect it because I'm human. I want it like yesterday. I want it yesterday. And God tells me something, and you know what? I've learned a very valuable lesson in God, that his timing is not my timing. God says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, my ways are higher than yours. And mate, he's been drumming that into me for the last 8 months. I mean, I'm either really thick or really dumb, because he keeps telling me over and over and over again, because, you know, sometimes God's got to allow us to go through trials and tribulations so that A, make us a stronger, better Christian, and B, sometimes that we've been through it, then we can help somebody else get through it. And no matter how much you pray and how strong you are in your faith, as sure as I'm black, as sure as ID's white, as sure as taxes and child support will catch up with you, God will allow you to have trials and tribulations. It's how we come through it that counts. And you know, for a while now, God's been promising me a partner. And you know, and I believe God spoke to me about somebody. But the more I prayed about it, the more the person went the other way. And you know, when I was saying, God, but why can't you just do it this way? God, why can't you just, you know, you're God, you're King of Kings, Lord of Lords, you can just do anything you want. But no, he can't. You know why God can't do anything he wants? Because God has given us a free will, and he won't override that free will. And sometimes we get frustrated. I get frustrated with God, because I spend a lot of time with God. I spend a lot of time in a relationship with God, talking to God, praying with God, reading the Word. And then sometimes I feel like, what am I doing wrong? God, you promised me this 30 years ago, and it hasn't happened. And sometimes when I get to this point, my prayer partner, it's great to have a prayer partner, because when I'm getting into these moods where I'm feeling guilty, I'm feeling unloved, I feel God's ignoring me, I feel that I've done something wrong, and what have I got to do to please God? That's when my prayer partner or somebody you know you can talk to can say to you, Tony, snap out of it. Suck it up, princess. Listen to God. God doesn't hate you. God's not punishing you. God's ways are higher than your ways and encourage you. And it's easy to encourage somebody sometimes because it's not you going through the trials and tribulations. But when you get trials and tribulations, sometimes we forget that God is God and that God is on the throne. Like my prayer partner, she's 85 years old. And because of her age, we pray 5, 6, 7 times a day in short bursts. And then I rang her yesterday and said, we can pray. And she said, oh, Tony, I got some bad news. We're in crisis and I just don't know what I'm going to do. And I said, did you pray about it? No. Well, let's pray. Oh, I don't feel like praying. I just know that nothing's going to change. And you know, I just think that, well, what's the point of praying every day? You know, God said this was going to happen. And now this doctor's saying something different. And she said, I just don't want to do it anymore. And I said this to her. Is God still on the throne? Is God awake? Is God asleep? Is God slumbering? You see, when God promised you this and that and that, your timing and God's timing might not be right. Because I know you want to take your son out of hospital on this day and take him to do these things. But if God doesn't want him to go out on that day because it's detrimental to his health or detrimental to his well-being, then what do we say when we pray, when you and I pray together? God will. Let God's will be done. And that's the most important key to our prayer. Let God's will be done. When God says, I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you, I'll be with you for the end of the age, then you can believe God's going to be always with you. Because sometimes we need encouragement. And yesterday must have been one of those days. I spent the whole day encouraging people and just reminding them that God's still on the throne. God hasn't gone to sleep. You know, God never changes. His word is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We spent an hour, and I built her faith by sharing little things that God had done in the past and what God had achieved, because God keeps his word. He's not a politician in Canberra. He's not a politician in state parliament. God doesn't tell porky pies. He honours his word. And the thing is, God has a funny way of doing things sometimes. Because we say to God, this is what I would like you to do, and we want you to do it our way. We're not Frankie Sinatra. I've done it my way. God will always do it his way. And you know what? When God does it his way is always perfect. God's way is always perfect. And his timing and timing and timing is always perfect. He's never late. God is never late.
Can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what he can do through me. No great success to show, no glory on my own. Yet in my weakness, he is there to let me know. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Can only know. truly see how deep our weakness goes. His strength in us begins where ours comes to an end. He hears our humble cry and proves again. Your strength is perfect when our strength is gone. You'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in His power, the weak become strong.
I'm reminded of a Bible story. When Lazarus died, what did they say to Jesus? They said, "Master, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. If you'd only been here, my brother Lazarus wouldn't have died." And he's already dead. Okay, he's died. He's finished. He's kaput. He's gone. He's wrapped up in grave clothes. He's in the grave. But you see, God's timing's never wrong. God wasn't late. It would have been late if he'd have stayed in the grave. But when Jesus turned up, God's timing was perfect. He said, "Lazarus, come forth." And he came out of that grave and he was alive and well. It was more spectacular that Jesus wasn't there, that he didn't die. It was more spectacular that Jesus turned up 4 days after he was dead and said, "Lazarus, come forth." But God's never late, even though we get it wrong and though that we don't understand God's ways. I've seen my grandchildren chuck two-year-old tanties, and mate, they got nothing on me. When I chuck a tanty with God, and I don't encourage you to do this, but I do chuck tanties with God sometimes because I get frustrated. Because God tells me things and they don't happen straight away, or they don't happen when I think they should. I get so frustrated and I get cranky with God, and I will say something to God, and you know what? I always repent, because I'm always wrong and God's always right when it comes to these two-year-old tanties. You've got to learn to have a relationship with God. And if you chuck a two-year-old tanty, God's not going to smack you around the head with a fist from heaven and pick you up and shake you and tip you upside down and make you sleep outside with the dog in the dog kennel. God doesn't do that. God will sit there and listen to you chuck your tanty. And then when you're ready to ask God to forgive you, he does. He will forgive you. Because the Bible promises, the moment we stop sinning and the moment we stop doing what we're doing and ask God to forgive us, he promises that he'll always forgive us. And the thing is that I need encouragement. And I am open today that by me sharing these stories with you, that you will be encouraged that you're not alone as a Christian. And it's not a sin to have depression. It's not a sin to feel that you're all alone. And you know, I know people that struggle. I struggle sometimes to get out of bed and to pick up the Bible. I struggle sometimes to get out of bed and talk to God first thing in the morning. Because sometimes it's just too cold and I don't want to get out of bed. But the thing is this, I love God and I want to build a relationship with God. I want to serve God for the rest of my days and I want to put God first in my life. But sometimes it's not a sin that you missed your prayer time today and you're watching the football or you're watching your soap on TV. You don't feel guilty about that. Long as you take some time during the day to talk to God, read the Word, and put your trust in God. Because you only build your faith by reading the Word and hearing the Word of God. If you're struggling as a Christian, then talk to somebody. Ring another Christian. See, I found that very difficult. I want you to understand that. That all my 30 years of walking with God, I've hardly ever trusted to share my secrets with or the things that I think that I could talk to somebody about. Because the very first time I got out of prison and I went to a men's breakfast and I wanted to share something with the men and I wanted them to pray with me. And they laughed at me. And they said, you can't take that before God. And I'll tell you what it was. And listeners, try not to laugh at me. But see, I believe that if you got anything you want, you can take it to God. And God will answer your prayer. But I went to these men of God and I said to them, I've just got married and we can't sleep in the same room because of my snoring. Man, she doesn't even want to be in the same house, let alone the same room because of my snoring. And I stopped breathing. I didn't realize until I got checked many years later that I stopped breathing 28 times an hour. That's nearly once every 2 minutes I stopped breathing. And the thing is, I went to these men of God at a men's breakfast and told them that, and they laughed at me. And they said, you can't waste God's time with that. And you know what? I've never trusted another person to ask them to pray for things that I think I need prayer for. I try to do it myself. But every now and again, I will meet somebody who I can trust. And then I will share with them my innermost things that I'm struggling with in God. And I tell you what, if you're a Christian today and you're not struggling in some parts of your life, then you want to have a really good look at yourself. Because if you're really on fire for God, you will be struggling in some areas in your life. And it's not a sin to struggle. We must go through these trials and tribulations. And you know what? God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And the thing is, God allows us to go through these troubles and these tribulations. But he's with us every step of the way. He hasn't abandoned us. He hasn't said, Tony Rodio, you're going to go and go through this for the next 4 years. You're going to be out there in the wilderness. Many times I've been through a wilderness period with God where I don't hear from God, where I don't hear from God on a daily basis. Yet I pray every day till I'm black in the face and then God doesn't answer me. And do I think, you know what God said to me the other day? He said, Tony, I heard your prayer the first time and I've already put the answer in place. I've already sent the answer. But like Daniel in the lion's den, it took 21 days for the answer to come through. But God said, I'm not deaf in my heart at hearing that I didn't hear your prayer the first time. And I've already put the answer in place. And sometimes we don't get the answer straight away. And you know what? When we don't get our answer straight away, it's building character. It's building strength. It's building our faith as we put our trust in God. Do you see where I'm coming from? You got to have patience. You got to have wisdom. You got to have faith. You got to trust God. And even then, God might not speak to you. Even then, you might feel abandoned and alone. And if you do that every day, and it's not a sin to think, well, God, you're punishing me, because God's not punishing you. He's just allowing you to go through these trials and tribulations to build a stronger and better person. Because, you know, once you've been through a tribulation, like if you're a drug addict and you struggle and you go to church and your trust in God. It mightn't be heroin, it might be prescription medicines. I know a Christian brother, he was hooked on sleeping pills, and yet he couldn't get to sleep without them. He prayed to God, he went to church, he did everything he should do as a Christian, but he couldn't give up these pills. And it just about ruined his life, not only with God, but because he was so dependent on these sleeping pills. And he felt that he couldn't function without these pills. But you know, if he'd have put God first, he mightn't have got to sleep straight away, but he would have got to sleep eventually. And you see, if you've got an addiction, whether it's gambling, whether it's smoking, I see a lot of Christians, they go to church. And I've been preaching many times, and I see people get up and walk out, and then they pop back in 10 minutes later. They've gone out for a ciggy. I thought I offended them from the pulpit with what I've been saying. They got up and walked out, but they've gone out to feed their addiction. It doesn't mean they're not Christians. It's something that they've got to work through with God to give it up. And God doesn't take it away from you. See, when I became a Christian, when I was a bank robber, when I got my heart saved and gave myself to the Lord in the bulrushes, God didn't take away the 5 years extra that I went back to prison. God didn't take that away. He allowed me to go through it. He allowed me to go through the trials and tribulations of being in prison. But what came out of being in prison for that next 5 years? 49 prison guards got saved. 149 prisoners saved. Bible study started in prison. All these good things that God established because I went to prison. Because I know another Christian man who had a similar testimony to mine, and God didn't let him go to jail. He got a pardon. And I used to have little discussions with God about that while I was in jail. I said, God, how come this black fella's got to go to jail and this white fella doesn't? Come down the black and white. It didn't come down the black and white. God used this man mightily in another area in his Christian walk. And this man is still where he is today, still serving God, loving God, and doing the things that God's called him to do. Yet, I went to prison, started Bible studies, got people saved, started things inside the prison that this man probably couldn't have done. So we're all called to do something different, and we're all called to go through different trials and tribulations. And because we go through these trials and tribulations, it makes us better people. It makes us stronger Christians. Because the next day, after we've gone through that trial and tribulation, we could run into somebody at the supermarket. We could run into someone at the football. We could run into somebody at a bus stop, and they can start telling us what they're going through. And you can say, listen, I've been through that. I've just been through that. And this is how God helped me to get through it. And I want to help you by sharing you how I got through it, sharing with you. And you see what I mean? Everybody's got a job to do. Everybody goes through trials and tribulations. You're not alone. You're not unique. You are special to God because we're all different. And God has called us all to do something different. Because if we was all the same, if we was all hands in the body of Christ, we wouldn't get very far, because without legs in the body of Christ, we'd be stationary. Without a mouth, without a nose, without ears. And you know, there are sandpaper Christians. They're the ones that rub you the wrong way all the time. But they're rubbing you the right way because God's trying to change something in you. It's not them. God keeps bringing them back because you know why? Because we are so stubborn as a people. And sometimes God's got to keep bringing people back into our lives to get us to change our attitude, our thinking, and the way that we are. Because God wants to encourage us. And you know what? You need to encourage other Christians. You need to take the time to pray for somebody. You need to sit down with somebody at church, and you need to sit down with someone and encourage them. Buy them a coffee. You know what I said once? People never came to our house when I first married Mandy because I was a black man and a prisoner, and the church looked down their noses at this old black fella. And I asked them in church one day, I said to them, I said, why do you people who love this woman and her children before I married her used to come around all the time? And I asked them one day, and this bloke stood up and said, well, because you just got out of jail, you're not working, you probably wouldn't have a cup of tea or a biscuit for us. And I said, well, if that's the only problem, bring your biscuits and your tea with you. I'll happily eat them. I'll happily have a cup of tea. You bring it with you. And sometimes, if you want to visit somebody and you know they don't have a cup of tea or a biscuit to give you, then take it with you. Share it. Encourage them. Because Christians need encouragement. God's there, and I know for a fact, I know God's with me all the time, but it's nothing like a personal human touch, another brother or sister sitting down and spending time with you and taking the time to listen and to encourage you.
As I said earlier, we Christians can be awfully judgmental, and we need to change our attitude towards one another. Be an encouragement instead of a hindrance. We appreciate your company week by week, and Tony and I would love to hear from you. You can contact Tony on 0427 839 474. That's 0427 839 474. Also, go to our webpages at kingskidsministries.org and check the latest news. Thanks for joining us today, and on behalf of Tony and myself, bye for now. King's Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.